Victor Bavine, October 10th, 2012. Chapter 1. The War Woad. Drizzt wasn't alarmed when he awoke at dawn to find that Dahlia was not lying beside him in their small camp. He knew where she would be. He paused just long enough to strap on his scimitar belt and scoop Tallmarrel over his shoulder, then trotted down the narrow forest paths and up the steep incline, grabbing tree to tree and pulling himself along. Near the top of that small hill, he spotted her, calmly staring in the distance with her back to him. Despite the cold, and this morning was the coldest of the season by far, Dahlia wore only her blanket, loosely wrapped around her, drooping from one naked shoulder. Drizzt hardly noted her dress, or undress, remarkable as it was, for his gaze was caught by Dahlia's hair. The previous night, she had worn it in her stylish and soft shoulder cut. But now she had returned to the single thick black and red braid, rising up and curling deliciously around her delicate neck. It seemed as if Dahlia could become a different person with the pass of a magical comb. He started toward her slowly, a dry branch cracking under his step, the slight sound turning Dahlia's head just a bit to regard him. Drizzt stopped short, staring at the patterns of blue spots, the warrior elf's woad pattern. That too had been absent from her appearance the previous night, as if she had softened herself for Drizzt's bed, as if Dahlia was using the hair and woad as a reflection of her mood, or... Drizzt narrowed his gaze. Not as a reflection of her mood, he realized, but as an enticement to, a manipulation of, her drow lover. They had argued the previous night, and fiery Dahlia, braid and woad intact, had staked out her position, her intention to go after Allegheny, forcefully. But then she had come to Drizzt more gently in reconciliation, her hair softer, her pretty face clear of the warrior pattern. They had not discussed Allegheny then, but neither had they gone to sleep angry at each other. Drizzt walked over to join Dahlia, taking in the sight from the western edge of the hillock. He looked down across the miles to Neverwinter, shrouded in a low ground fog as the colder air drew forth the wet warmth from the great river. "The mist hides much of the scarring," Drizzt said, his arms going around the woman, who didn't react to his touch. "It was once a beautiful city, and will be again if the Thayans are truly defeated." "With the Shadowvar haunting the streets and alleyways," Dahlia replied, her tone harsh. Drizzt didn't quite know how to reply, so he just hugged her a bit closer. "They are in the city, among the settlers, so said Barabbas, the man you call Artemis and Treri," Dahlia replied. "A foothold likely gained only because of the greater threat of Sylora Somm. If that threat is diminished, I expect that the Shadowvar..."
"When their leader is dead, the threat of the Shadowvar will diminish," Dahlia interrupted bluntly and coldly. "And their leader will soon be dead."
Drizzt tried to hug her closer, but she pulled away from him. She took a couple of steps closer to the edge of the bluff and rearranged her blanket around her.
"Time is not his ally. It is ours," Drizzt said.
Dahlia turned on him sharply, her gaze stern and intensified by the threatening patterns of her war woad.
"He will know the truth," Drizzt insisted. "He will learn from Entreri of what transpired with Sylora Somm, and will know that we will come for him. Entreri admitted as much to us when he told us that he was enslaved and that he could not join us in your vendetta."
"Then the foul Netherese warlord should be very afraid right now," Dahlia replied.
"And so he will be very alert right now with his forces pulled in tightly. Now is not the time." Again, Dahlia cut him short.
"It is not your choice."
"As the Thayan threat diminishes, so too will our opponent's guard, and so too will his standing within the city," Drizzt pressed on against her anger. "I have met these settlers, and they are goodly folk. They'll not suffer the Netherese for long. This is not the time to go after him."
Dahlia's blue eyes flashed with anger, and for a moment, Drizzt thought she might lash out at him.
Even knowing her designs and determination to get Allegheny, the Drow Ranger could hardly believe the level of intensity in that rage. He could not imagine her angrier if he had admitted to her some heinous crime he had committed against her family. He was glad that she did not have her weapon available to her at that moment. Drist let a long silence pass between them before daring to continue. "You will kill Allegheny."
"Do not speak his name,"
Dahlia insisted, and she spat upon the ground as if even hearing the name had brought bile into her mouth. Drist patted his hands in the air, trying to calm her. Gradually, the angry fires in her eyes were replaced with a profound sadness. "What is it?" he whispered, daring to move closer. Dahlia turned around, but did not refuse him as he put his arms around her once more. Together, they looked down at Neverwinter.
"I'm going to kill him," she whispered.
And it seemed to Drist as if she was speaking to herself more than to him.
"No delay, no wait. I will kill him."
"As you killed Sylora Somm."
"Had I known she named him as her enemy, I would have helped her. Had I known the identity of the Shadow of our leader, I never would have left Neverwinter for Luskin or Gontalgrim. I never would have departed the region until he was dead by my hand."
She said those last three words with such clarity, such intensity, such venom, that Drist knew he would get nowhere in reasoning with Dahlia at this time. So he just held her.